What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Going Up the Rocky Steps and the Future of MGTOW to Make History. So I'm out here in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia to be exact. And this is where Rocky did the whole running scene. In fact, that's his statue up there. I'm gonna be going up there in a second. There's a Rocky shop over here where you get to buy overpriced Rocky merchandise. And give you a little bit preview of Philadelphia. It's actually a nice place, I have to admit. Like, Pennsylvania as a whole is nice. Philadelphia is nice. I like it here, weather is nice, everything here really is nice. And I see a lot of people from Florida with the Florida tags out here. So, and if any of you guys wanna like live in the Northeast, but you don't wanna be in DC, you don't wanna be in New York, you don't wanna be in lefty liberal states like Virginia, Pennsylvania probably is gonna be your best bet politics-wise and weather-wise, geography-wise. Like, Philadelphia is really a beautiful Pennsylvania as a whole really is a beautiful state. All right, so let's get into this video, guys. Now, I'm gonna go up the stairs. Obviously, I'm not gonna run them up like normies do, because we don't do normie shit on this channel, guys, okay? So, let's talk about us making history. So Rocky the movie has been around for over 50 years. Let me show you something. There's a Rocky run coming up in a couple of days. So the Rocky run, I guess, is when they run the course that Rocky ran in the movie. It's November 8th. That's when the original movie came out. The original movie came out like early November, 49 years ago, actually. And I'm not gonna be here for it. I'm gonna go back to Florida, guys, getting into politics. That's the whole point of this video. So I just wanted to show you guys, if any of you guys wanna be out here in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia in particular, and you wanna run the same obstacle Rocky did, you have to be here November 8th, okay? So anyways, let's talk about MGTOW making history. So as you guys can see, this Rocky dude, that movie of his, the underdog movie that nobody's thought was gonna make it. The guy has a statue right there. People run up the steps every day because of him. People are gonna run a marathon in a couple of days because of Rocky. So nobody 50 years ago ever thought that some Italian guy, the Italian stallion, he got that name because he did gay porn, by the way. That's how the Jews get you. They have you do gay porn. Don't ask me how I know that, but I told them to go fuck themselves, just like I told the CIA to go fuck themselves when they tried to recruit me about 18, 19 years ago. So what we're gonna do, guys, is that, by the way, we're going up the same steps Rocky went up 50 years ago. So with the MGTOW party, guys, is that we're gonna make history, okay, guys? So the best thing for us to do as of right now is that the United States government is collapsing. People hate the Democrats, they hate the Republicans. So this is a perfect time for us to take over the country. At this point, guys, people are so desperate for a third party that they'll vote MGTOW just because we're a third party, okay, guys? So this is the reason why I'm going back to Florida. I'm going back to Florida. And as you guys know, I've submitted paperwork to run as a Congressman District 6 against that Zionist piece of shit Randy Fine. So So let's take a look at the statue.
Got a Germany here. Germany.
Okay, let's keep on moving. Last thing you want to do is stand around a bunch of normies. So I'm gonna give you a little bit tour of this. See guys, normies ruin everything. They say you get a beautiful view of Philadelphia from up here. So I'm gonna do the MGTOW walk and talk shit, you know? So I know some of you guys are gonna say, Amar, nobody's gonna vote for a party that says get rid of the Jews and take women's rights away. Yes, under normal circumstance, that would be true. You see, Islam tells us that when people get on a ship and it gets rocking and rolling and storming, everybody becomes a Muslim. Everybody is like, God, please save us. And the minute they get back onto dry land, they're like, Allahu now? So when people are in a dire situation, which they are, things are gonna get worse, dudes. Like, if things continue the way they are now, by the time Trump's 3 years remaining are over, most people either will be dead, imprisoned, or homeless. And the dead people are going to be the ones who will actually be the envied people. All right, we're gonna get a lot of wind. So I'm gonna probably have to turn away because we're gonna be getting a lot of wind. This is a museum of art, by the way, guys. It's not like a government building or anything. It's a museum of art. So there's a river over there. See how beautiful it is? Nice and green. Like I said, guys, it's really, really beautiful to be out in Pennsylvania, dudes. Like, and you have to remember, Pennsylvania is literally 2 hours away from DC, 2 hours away from New York City, guys. So if any of you guys like to go to DC for a day or New York City for a day, in all honesty, like Philadelphia, where I'm at right now, guys, it's perfect, you know. It's right there by I-95, and you guys can take I-95 from New York City all the way down to like Miami, by the way. So when I get back to Miami, I'm just gonna hop on the I-95 and just go straight down I-95, guys. So if I turn around the bend, let's see if there's probably gonna be more wind around the bend. Let's keep it 100. It's like I don't wanna make a video when there's like so much wind. But at the same time, guys, I just want you to see how beautiful Pennsylvania is. It's really beautiful, guys. So let me give you a little bit more of a tour of Pennsylvania. There's a river. You know, there's a river that runs through Pennsylvania. I don't know what the name of the river is. It's called the Potomac River back in DC. I'm sure this is like a branch of it or something. Turbines. Yeah, there's a river. Look at the buildings over there. They look like Dutch buildings over there. See that over there, guys? Looks like Dutch. I have to admit, guys, colonial America just doesn't have the feel of, what you may call it, of Europe. I'd much rather be in Europe. Latvia. By the way, guys, I'm probably gonna go back to Ukraine. I actually spoke to my Ukrainian lawyer. He does offer immigration services to Armenia, But he told me it's better to go first to Ukraine, get my paperwork from Ukraine, because when I immigrate to Latvia, that's going to be more favorable, because a lot, obviously, you know, all the EU countries, they're all like Slava Ukraine. So if you get your Ukrainian residency, that makes it much easier for you to get residency into European countries like Latvia. And like I said, guys, if any of you guys, like I said when I was in Latvia, okay, if any of you guys want to live, to brag about living in Europe, go to Latvia. Latvia is by far the cheapest country in the European Union. Not to mention their women are hot, but unfortunately for Yogi Obes, they're all like fucking 6 feet giants. So anyways, the wind has subsided. I'm not gonna go into no damn museum, guys. Fuck that shit. They're closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. Today is a Wednesday, so they're closed. I don't care, I'm not gonna go in there. So, all right. So let's get back to the point of this video, guys, where we were talking about, ooh, California license plate, nice. Told you, a lot of Floridians here, a lot of Californians here. So, I wonder if I can go around or this is it. I think this is it. Can I go around? Oh, well, I guess we're gonna find out if I can go around or not. So, anyways. So. Damn, dudes. Like, the weather is so perfect right now. It's so windy, as you guys can tell. Now, personally, when it gets windy, I mean, I like a little bit of wind because it cools shit down. So, a little bit of wind is okay. Just not too much wind, especially at night, because that really makes you cold. So, going back to point of this video regarding how MGTOW is a lot like Rocky, we are the underdog, and at the same time, we're going to see what's happening. Can I get around from here or no? I think I could get around from here. Look at that over there, guys. Armenian heritage. Wow. Isn't that something? Look at that. The Jews are probably behind it. The Jews are always trying to do some nigger shit. So, MGTOW is the underdog like Rocky, okay? Nobody expects us to win anything. If anything, they all think we're a bunch of unimportant loser nobodies who make car videos between delivering pizza and talking shit about women. That's what they think of MGTOW. Like, as far as the Jews are concerned, they got rid of us in 2018. You know, my channel was deleted in 2019, and that was the end of that. So as far as the Jews are concerned, they won, okay? Now, what they fail to realize is that, a lot like Rocky, we have the heart of a tiger. I don't know why they chose a tiger instead of a lion. You know, eye of a lion, I guess. So, is that the Ukrainian flag? I think that's the Ukrainian flag up there. Yeah, that's the Ukrainian flag. Okay, we're back to where we are started. Okay, so we're shielded by the buildings. So, I don't have to. Is that the Ukrainian flag? You guys can't see it. It's not flying. No, is that the Ukrainian flag or is that the Pennsylvania flag? I don't know what the Pennsylvania flag looks like, okay? Maybe when it starts flying again, we can take a look at it, see if that's a Ukrainian flag or if that's the Pennsylvania flag. I have no idea what the Pennsylvania flag looks like. So, like I said, guys, as far as the Jews are concerned, MGTOW has lost, they have won, but again, a lot like Rocky, they fail to see that we have Eye of the Tiger. So that's why I'm going back to Florida. As you guys know, I have a food truck in Florida. I'm thinking of rewrapping the food truck with my campaign on it, and I'll drive up and down District 6 with my campaign, meet people, go to events, because a lot of people out there are sick and tired of Jews, and they're sick and tired of Randy Fine. So realistically speaking, guys, this is like the best. Yeah, see, there it is. Is that Ukrainian flag or Pennsylvanian flag? I can't tell. Is that, I don't think that's a Ukrainian flag. Might be the Pennsylvanian flag. I don't know what the Pennsylvanian flag looks like. I don't even know what the Florida flag looks like. Well, I do know what the Florida flag looks like. So yeah, guys. Yeah, we might go in the history books, dudes. Like, imagine if I win under the MGTOW party label. Dude, this will go into the history books, guys. So imagine that, dudes. Imagine that. Imagine we're a bunch of ancient niggers who live with their mama, deliver fucking pizza, and make videos talking shit about bitches between DoorDash delivery orders. By the way, guys, I took Shane's advice and I disabled DoorDash. I paused DoorDash so that way DoorDash doesn't bother us when we make this video. This is why you guys are not hearing Turin, because I did disable the DoorDash. I didn't disable it, I just paused it for half an hour. So any minute now, guys, I'm probably gonna turn this off, because again, I just wanted to give you a tour of Pennsylvania, show you how beautiful it is out here, and show you a little bit of Rocky. I mean, it's really coincidental, guys. Like, I wasn't planning on staying in Philadelphia, guys. Like, I had no intentions of staying here. It's just that when I was coming back from New York going to DC, I got a DoorDash order for like $20 some, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna take it, you know. I always take $20 orders, you know, especially if it's only a couple of miles. So I took that order, and I drove around to the place I'm gonna deliver it, and I'm like, I kind of like this place, let me stay here a little bit longer, you know. So I took a couple more DoorDash orders, and this was like the day before Halloween, so I took several DoorDash orders that day, and I'm like, you know what, I like Pennsylvania, I like Pittsburgh, I like upper, no, I'm sorry, are we in, am I in Pittsburgh? No, I'm in Philadelphia. I'm like, I like Philadelphia, I like upper northeast Philadelphia, because I drove all over this place, you know. I drove probably within 20 miles radius of Philadelphia, so I liked what I saw, and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna stay here. DoorDash is kind of a hit or miss, and that's because the federal government is shut down, and as we all know, the federal government is shut down because we have 40 million useless eaters. And this is what you guys need to understand, dudes. Like, if you guys haven't figured it out by now, there is no going back. Things will only get worse from here. And if you guys know, by the way, look at that, dudes. Look at that. It's all fucking Greco-Roman bullshit, you know. You know, Islam tells us, when you pass by the ruins of a nation I destroyed, cover your faces and hasten your exit, because the same might happen to you. But look at what we do, guys. Look at what we do. Rome, right there, right? There's Rome. There is Rome. I mean, if you go, when you go to Rome, you see the Colosseum, it's like, what the fuck is that, dude? Yeah, that's what happens when God destroys a nation, my nigger. So, yeah. So, what you guys need to understand is that America as we know it will be destroyed. Now, this is why MGTOW must take over, so we can quickly rebuild America from the ashes. This is what you guys need to understand. I know a lot of you guys are saying, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? You took a break from delivering DoorDash and you were talking about taking over America and rebuilding it. Like, what's wrong with you, homie? Yeah, kind of like, you know, you think fucking Sylvester Stallone ever thought that he'd have, you know, a statue here and tens of millions of people who come here every fucking, I don't know, couple of years, tens of millions of people running up the stairs like that, taking pictures with him? Hell no, motherfuckers. So, what you guys need to understand, dudes, is that, A, this is it, guys. There is no Calvary coming to save us. There is no off-ramp to this crazy train. We're gonna crash. The question is, how bad, how long, and who's gonna survive? As you guys know, the symbol for MGTOW is an off-ramp. Yeah, we're gonna take an off-ramp from the crazy train, guys. That's what people need to understand. If anybody ever asks, other than taking away women's rights and getting rid of Jews, what's MGTOW? Yeah, we're the off-ramp from the disaster that's gonna befall us very soon. So again, dudes, you guys need to understand, as people become more and more desperate, as people get more and more sick and tired of the Democrats and Republicans, they're gonna want a third party out of desperation, dudes. Like I said, guys, like God in the Quran said, when people go out to sea and it rocks and rolls and it looks like the water is gonna take them, the sea is gonna kill them, they all become Muslims. But the second they get back to land, they're like, Allah, who now? So what you guys need to understand is that, like we all know, weak times create strong men create good times create weak men. So that's just a circle of life, dudes. So what we gotta do, guys, is that we gotta be able to recreate the good times. But this time around, dudes, like, let's keep things going for a couple of hundred years by taking away women's rights and getting rid of Jews. That's how you can keep the cycle of good time going for as long as possible by A. You know what, guys? I've said this before and I'm going to say this again. If you boil Islam down to Islam is about taking women's rights away and getting rid of Jews. That's really what Islam is all about, dudes. And this is what we gotta do. And again, our first step is when I roll that MGTOW party bus, which is my food truck rewrapped, up and down Volusia County. So like I said, guys, it's November 1st now, or November 3rd, I don't know, I forget. I think it's November 4th. I'm only gonna be here for a couple more I'm probably gonna start heading back to DC today, and then back in Florida probably by Friday, guys. Like, I want to be back in Florida by Friday. That way I can get the whole MGTOW stuff going and start taking my political campaign seriously and see what happens, guys, okay? But yeah, at the end of the day, dudes, yeah, man. Yeah, just like Rocky, MGTOW is the underdog. Before I end this video, let's go get a picture of what it says over here. I like reading stuff because, unlike Coach Pitchfield, I'm not an ignoramus. Okay, so apparently. Okay, guys, so bronze edition 2 of 3. Oh, by the way, guys, look, I just touched this, you know. Yay. Yeah, look at that. Yeah. and I'm gonna say it again. That's the best motherfucking quote on the face of the planet. It's not about how hard you can hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep it and move forward, dudes. Like, if things go the way I planned for them to go, dude, the Jews are gonna lose their mind, dudes. Like, for real, you're gonna see Randy Fine in probably within 2, maybe 3 months, you're probably gonna see Randy Fine personally attacking me if things go as planned. But hey, like Rocky Balboa said, it's not about how hard you can hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you from Florida in a couple of days, God willing.